Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 138. It's the new year, January 8th, 2013. Today's topic, are you prepared for the workplace of the future? Whether you work for a business corporation, a nonprofit, the government, or yourself, the requirements for career success are changing rapidly. An excellent article, The Secrets of Generation Flux, in the February 2012 issue of Fast Company, describes some of these changes. Quote, the next decade or so will be defined more by fluidity than by any new settled paradigm. If there's a pattern to all this, it's that there is no pattern. The most valuable insight is that we all are, in a sense, in a time of chaos. To thrive in this climate requires a whole new approach. Some people will thrive. They are members of Generation Flux. What defines Gen Flux is a mindset that embraces instability, that tolerates, even enjoys, recalibrating careers, business models, and assumptions. Few traditional career tactics train us for an era where the most important skill is the ability to acquire new skills. You do not have to be a jack of all trades to flourish in the age of flux, but you do need to be open-minded. Close quote. Are you prepared? Do you have the right mindset to thrive in this new world? Our mindset is ultimately a function of our beliefs and our stage of development. Obviously, negative beliefs can impede our success in any environment. But in an industrial age where employers only wanted your body, leave your mind at the door was the unstated order. All you needed to do was what you were told to do. You did essentially the same thing day after day. Almost all the important decisions were made for you. Not only did you not need to think for yourself in most situations, unless you were a high-level manager or executive, you had strict procedures to follow and were actively discouraged from thinking for yourself. In that environment, the typical negative self-esteem beliefs so many of us leave childhood with would affect our sense of ourselves and our level of confidence, but they wouldn't necessarily affect our job performance very much. Beliefs like mistakes and failure are bad, I'm not good enough, I'm inadequate, I'm powerless, and nobody's interested in what I have to say. In today's chaotic environment, success depends upon taking chances, innovating, and embracing instability. What worked yesterday probably won't work tomorrow. Even if you haven't opened your own business, more and more organizations are demanding that their employees have an entrepreneurial attitude. Can you easily acquire new skills if you believe I'm not competent or capable? Can you be open-minded if you believe what makes me good enough is doing things perfectly, as defined by others, and what makes me good enough is being right? Can you embrace instability if you believe if I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected? The same beliefs that would have had minimum impact only 20 years ago would totally sabotage you today. The mindset required to be successful today is virtually impossible for somebody with a large number of negative self-esteem beliefs. Eliminating beliefs has helped many organizations. Over 20 years ago, I developed a process specifically designed to help organizations change their culture. See the article I wrote for American Express Open Forum that describes that process, the Lefkoe Belief Process Changed Environment, in detail. You can go to American Express Open Forum, search for Morty Lefkoe and the Lefkoe Belief Process Changed Environment to find the article. Many organizations have used that process to eliminate the company-wide cultural beliefs that had impeded their success. We've also worked with individual managers and executives in a number of firms, helping them eliminate the personal beliefs that engendered destructive behavior and kept them from having a generation flux mindset. See lefko.com for details. I wouldn't be surprised if lots of organizations started offering belief elimination programs to their employees on all levels as a way of preparing people with industrial age mindsets to work effectively in the age of chaos. What do you need to do? To give yourself the best chance to succeed in today's ever-changing environment, which places a premium on being able to embrace uncertainty and instability, get rid of any beliefs that would make it difficult to have a generation flux mindset. Operate in the present and deal with what actually is by learning how to distinguish between events and the unconscious meaning you give to events moment by moment. Become someone who's challenged and excited by change and instability instead of someone who fears them. Become someone who's not stopped by fear or distracted by anger. Become someone who enjoys taking risks. Become someone who's able to work easily with a team and who's not distracted by upsets caused by imagined affronts. Thousands of people have already achieved these characteristics by eliminating the relevant beliefs and learning how to stop giving meaning to meaningless events. You can too. And when you do, you'll be able to operate effectively in today's increasingly challenging work environment. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please share your thoughts and questions on the new mindset required for business success. Your comments will add value for thousands of readers. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. You can leave your comments at mortylefko.com. If you think others will find this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons located both at the top and the end of this post at mortylefko.com. Finally, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFKO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. Have a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.